Good afternoon. Welcome back to our Chafetz Chaim Chabura. Thank you so much for joining once again. The Chafetz Chaim discusses what is the halacha if a father or a Rebbe asks his child or Talmud to tell him information, and the child or Talmud knows that if he will relate this information, it's inevitable that he's going to have to convey some information which is Lashon Hara. So the Chafetz Chaim assumes that in general, when a Rebbe or a father asks their child or Talmud information, assuming there would be no prohibition involved, there would be an obligation of Kibud Ava'im or Amora Ava'im or Kavod Rav. There would be an obligation to obey the request. However, over here, the Chafetz Chaim brings in the Berma'im Chaim the basic halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Mem, that if a father or a Rebbe tells a child to violate Divrei Torah, even just a rabbinic prohibition, it is usur l'shma lo, it's forbidden to listen. And so too here, says the Chafetz Chaim, this would be no less than any other prohibition. And if the father or Rebbe is asking the child for information which will necessitate him saying Lashon Hara, it would be forbidden for the child to cooperate. The Chafetz Chaim brings that we find even more in Siman Shin Gimel Yoredeya. It says that if one sees his Rebbe wearing Klayim Bishuk, then the obligation of the child is to take it off of him, assuming that would be necessary to prevent the Rebbe from violating the Isser. So certainly not to actually speak Lashon Hara, that would not be permitted. And the Chafetz Chaim writes that even a very minute prohibition, we find that even a very minor, small prohibition would not be okay to do, even if the father or Rebbe asked him to do it. And the Chafetz Chaim brings a very interesting proof. There's a Gemara in Shavuos on the Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, where a Rebbe says to his Talmud that there's a person that owes me a very substantial amount of money, and he refuses to give it to me. And I only have one witness to show that I am, to prove that I am owed the money, which in Dinei Mamonis, in financial matters, a single witness is not adequate to extract money from somebody. So therefore, says the Rebbe to the Talmud, do me a favor, come with me to court, stand next to my single witness, don't say a word, you don't have to lie, you don't have to say anything, all you have to do is stand there, and that way, this person will think that I have two witnesses, and therefore he will confess to owing the money that he truly does owe. So the Gemara says there that that would be forbidden. It would be forbidden for the Talmud to listen to his Rebbe to do that. As the Chafetz Chaim describes, that would be a grura de sheker, a very minor aspect of sheker, which is in fact not allowed, and one cannot listen to his Rebbe even to do that. And from there, the Chafetz Chaim derives that certainly, of course, when the Rebbe is asking him to do a full-fledged prohibition, such as speaking Lashon Hara, or the father, certainly that would not be permitted for the child or the Talmud to cooperate. And of course, in any type of situation that one is in, it's necessary for the Talmud or the child to be tactful, to be respectful, to have a conversation about it, preferably not specifically at the time when he's asking, but in general about the fact that he's not comfortable with such a thing in a very respectful, sincere manner, which hopefully would alleviate the issue from constantly occurring again in the future. Have a wonderful day. Be'ez Hashem, will continue tomorrow.